Welcome, dear listeners, to our scary stories. Prepare to leave the safety of the known and journey with us into the chilling depths of the unknown. Turn off your lights, lean in closer, and let the darkness take hold. The night was cloaked in a chilling mist, curling and twisting around ancient gravestones that had seen better days. Nestled deep within the heart of an overgrown graveyard, a crypt that had been untouched by time stood solemnly. This was no ordinary resting place. Its blackened stone walls held secrets, and tonight, one of those secrets stirred. Within the crypt, darkness prevailed, save for a sliver of moonlight that dared to penetrate through a crack in the ceiling. There, encased in a sarcophagus of ornate design, was Lord Valyrian. A tremor, subtle at first, shook the very foundations of the crypt. The ground seemed to groan in protest as it rumbled, causing dust and age-old cobwebs to float in the stagnant air. The stone lid of the sarcophagus shifted, and then, with a jarring screech, cracked open. Cold fingers, as pale as the moonlight itself, reached out. Lord Valyrian's emergence was slow, each movement deliberate. His raven black hair cascaded over his shoulders, contrasting starkly with his ivory complexion. Those deep blood-red eyes blinked, adjusting to the faint light, and glistened with an intelligence and hunger that would unnerve even the bravest souls. As he sat up and observed his surroundings, it became evident that centuries had passed. The once majestic crypt was now in ruins. Outside, the allure of the modern world beckoned. Valyrian could hear distant laughter, music, and a vibrancy that was foreign to him. The scent of the air was different too, a mixture of autumn leaves, burning candles, and something sweet that he couldn't quite place. Taking a moment to examine himself, he realized that his attire, which once was the epitome of noble fashion, now appeared theatrical, resembling what one might expect of a grand vampire costume. His curiosity piqued, Valyrian stepped out of the crypt. The cold mist caressed his face as he ventured towards the source of the noises. The closer he got, the more he began to see strange sights, children dressed as little monsters, homes adorned with carved pumpkins, and groups of people in all manners of eerie outfits laughing and enjoying themselves. A smile tugged at the corners of his lips. This modern world, with its strange celebration of the macabre, intrigued him. What better night for a creature like him to emerge? To the eyes of the world, he was but another reveler in the night's festivities. But beneath the veneer of a costume, the true terror of Lord Valyrian was just beginning to awaken. And the world, unknowingly, had invited him to the grandest party of all. He stepped into the lamplit streets, where children ran past him, shouting trick or treat. And adults paused to compliment him on his authenticity. Little did they know that the real show had just begun. The chill of the night was pierced by the warmth of the festivities. A sea of vibrant colors and shapes moved rhythmically, filling the streets with life. Everywhere Lord Valyrian looked, he saw facsimiles of monsters and creatures. Ghosts, goblins, and beings of unimaginable design danced and paraded about, their laughter echoing in the cool autumn air. A group of children approached, their faces painted like little zombies and witches. They pointed at Valyrian and giggled. "Look, that's the best Dracula costume ever," one of them exclaimed, running over to get a closer look. For a split second, Valyrian's predatory instincts flared, but the innocence in the child's eyes reminded him of a long-forgotten emotion. Was it amusement, or perhaps nostalgia? The monsters of his era were real, terrifying, and commanded respect. These representations, though endearing, were mere shadows of the horrors of the past. Yet, there was an undeniable charm to it all. Everywhere he looked, there was joy and mirth. Mortals, who had once cowered in fear, were now embracing the very essence of what once haunted their nightmares. It was as if they had taken back the night, turning it into a spectacle of celebration. As Valyrian moved through the crowds, he attracted a lot of attention. People would stop and stare, some even requesting to take photographs with him. "Your makeup is absolutely incredible," a young woman, dressed as a mermaid, remarked, her voice filled with genuine admiration. "It's so lifelike." Another passerby, donned in a werewolf outfit, gave him a friendly nod. "Bro, you went all out. Those contacts are wicked." Valyrian, although unfamiliar with the concept of makeup and costumes as they were presented, played along. A sense of pride began to build within him. While they admired him for what they believed to be an act, he reveled in the knowledge of his authenticity. It was an odd feeling, being amidst so many, yet so alone in his true identity. But for the first time in centuries, Lord Valyrian felt alive, not as the feared predator lurking in the shadows, but as the star of the night's masquerade. A modern world, with its peculiar traditions and innocent misunderstandings, welcomed him with open arms. And for now, he chose to dance along. The euphoria of the celebrations and the intoxicating allure of the modern world could only distract Valyrian for so long. Beneath the pleasantries and the masquerade, an ancient hunger stirred. Each heartbeat that resonated around him, every warm breath visible in the cold air, only served to remind him of the gnawing emptiness within. The night was ripe with opportunity. Everywhere he looked, people were lost in their merriment, their guards lowered. Choosing his prey became an art. A touch on the shoulder, a whispered compliment about a costume, and the unsuspecting partygoers would follow him, lured by his charm into the city's shadowed alleyways and secluded spots. One such reveler, a young man with painted stitches across his face, laughed as Valyrian complimented his Frankenstein attire. They stepped away from the bustling street into a dimly lit passage. It was the last laugh the young man would ever have. With swift precision, Valyrian's fangs found their mark, draining the life out of the hapless victim. A couple, both adorned in matching phantom masks, met a similar fate in a quiet courtyard. Their hands intertwined in eternal silence, they lay together, lifeless under the moonlit sky. It wasn't long before the discarded, pallid bodies began to be discovered. The first few were met with laughter and photos. "Look at this guy, totally passed out from the party," someone joked. But as more and more bodies turned up, the city's festive atmosphere began to shift. Whispers turned into nervous chatter. "Did you hear about the bodies?" one woman whispered to her friend, her eyes darting around as if expecting to see the perpetrator. "It's just a prank, right?" her friend responded, trying to sound confident. But panic was beginning to take root. A mother, searching for her missing son, stumbled upon one of Valyrian's victims. Her screams pierced the night, drawing a crowd. The reality of the situation began to sink in. This wasn't a Halloween trick. Something, or someone, was turning the night of revelry into a genuine nightmare. The local police, initially dismissive, were soon inundated with frantic calls. "There's a real vampire out here," one caller exclaimed. Another cried, "We need help. People are getting hurt." While the city was on the brink of chaos, Lord Valyrian continued his hunt, blending effortlessly amidst the sea of costumes. Each sip of crimson quenched his ancient thirst, even if just for a moment. The night was young, and the dance of death had only just begun. The local university's library was a labyrinth of knowledge, with shelves stretching endlessly, each one a repository of history and tales from eons gone by. Professor Miriam Locke had spent countless hours here, often losing herself amidst the ancient pages. Tonight, however, her browsing had a frantic edge. The whispers about the drained bodies, the so-called vampire sightings, they'd reached her ears and stirred memories of obscure legends she'd once come across. By the flickering light of a lone candle, her fingers brushed over a dust-covered leather-bound tome. The book practically jumped out at her, its title embossed in deep crimson letters, Chronicles of the Blood Moon. She opened it, her heart rate increasing as she read tales of a time when creatures of the night reigned supreme. And there, in detailed illustrations and poetic prose, was the account of the Vermilion Visage. The book described Lord Valyrian not as a mere vampire, but as a being of immense power, a vampire lord whose reign was marked by unparalleled terror. The illustrations depicted a man of regal stature, with piercing red eyes that mirrored the accounts of the creature now stalking the Halloween celebrations. Miriam's hands shook slightly as she continued to read. There were hints of his eventual downfall, references to a deep slumber, and ominous prophecies of his return. The tome detailed his resting place, a crypt located somewhere in the heart of the city. Was it possible that after all these centuries, Lord Valyrian had finally awakened? The weight of her discovery pressed on her. This wasn't just a spooky legend, it was a chronicle of true events. The city was in mortal danger. Miriam knew she couldn't face this threat alone. She needed experts, those well-versed in supernatural lore. She thought of Dr. Reginald Stone, an old colleague who had often been ridiculed for his research into arcane rituals and dark magic. And then there was Alara Munchido, a mysterious woman reputed to have deep knowledge of the occult. Both were invaluable resources in the battle against the supernatural. Without a moment's hesitation, she grabbed the tome and hastily made her way out of the library. The night was deepening, and with each passing minute, Lord Valyrian's reign of terror grew. But armed with knowledge and with allies who might hold the keys to stopping this ancient evil, Professor Miriam Locke was determined to stand against the darkness. The night had deepened, but in a concealed room within Dr. Reginald Stone's vast mansion, a group was assembling. Shadows played on the walls, cast by the glow of a fireplace that cut through the room's gloom. Miriam was the first to arrive, clutching the ancient tome closely. She was quickly joined by Dr. Stone, who had a calculating look in his eyes, and Alara Moonshadow, who moved with a silent grace, her eyes reflecting an ageless wisdom. The room's heavy wooden door creaked open to reveal two more figures, Victor Gravewalker, a legendary vampire hunter known for his deadly precision, and Father Dominic, an old priest whose reputation for performing successful exorcisms had earned him respect even outside religious circles. Accompanying them was a young woman, Lyria, known for her psychic abilities, which had helped solve numerous mysterious cases. This, Miriam began, laying the tome on the table around which they were seated, is why we're here. As she detailed the chronicles of Lord Valyrian, the room's atmosphere grew tense. Each individual realized the gravity of the threat they faced. They were the city's last line of defense against a terror most had believed was mere myth. Dr. Stone, ever the researcher, brought forth another revelation. In my studies, he began, I've encountered mentions of the Blood Moon Amulet, an artifact of immense power, said to grant its possessor invincibility. He glanced at Miriam's tome, and if my suspicions are correct, that is what Valyrian seeks. Alara nodded, her voice low and melodic. The Blood Moon Amulet was lost to time, but its power is legendary. In the hands of Lord Valyrian, it would mean an eternity of darkness. Victor, ever the pragmatist, spoke up, then we need to find this amulet before he does. Lyria closed her eyes, trying to sense its location, but her face grew pale. There's a shroud over this artifact. A darkness I cannot penetrate. Father Dominic, his voice firm with conviction, declared, we have the knowledge, the skill, and the will. Together, we will form the Council of Shadows. Our mission is clear, stop Valyrian and ensure the Blood Moon Amulet remains lost. The group nodded in agreement, each individual bringing their unique expertise to the table. The night might belong to Valyrian, but the Council of Shadows was determined to reclaim it. The word around town was that the most opulent masquerade ball was being held at the Vanderveld Mansion, a grand architectural marvel perched atop the city's highest hill. The mansion itself was a testament to extravagance, with high ceilings, towering chandeliers, and gold-inlaid marble floors. And tonight, it buzzed with a frenzy of the city's elite, hidden behind ornate masks and flowing costumes. The Council of Shadows arrived in their finest attire, blending seamlessly into the throng of partygoers. They moved as one, yet separately, eyes darting around, always on the lookout for signs of their ancient adversary. Victor, in a dark suit and a simple mask, was stationed near the entrance, watching every guest as they arrived. Lyria, dressed in an ethereal gown, moved with ease through the ballroom, her psychic senses attuned to any hint of Valyrian's energy. Alara, Father Dominic, and Dr. Stone each had their own strategic locations, with Miriam watching from a balcony above. As the clock struck midnight, the atmosphere inside changed. An electrifying tension filled the air. From the grand staircase descended a striking figure, Valyrian. His presence was unmistakable, his dark charm radiating through his impeccably tailored suit and intricate mask. But it wasn't just his appearance that captured attention. The aura he exuded was hypnotic. Some guests, unable to resist the pull, began moving closer to him. They seemed entranced, their eyes vacant, as they became mere puppets in Valyrian's game. With a few whispered words and a gentle touch, they were his to command. Victor felt at first, a chilling presence approaching from behind. Turning, he met the glassy eyes of a once joyful partygoer, now a thrall of Valyrian. The man lunged, and Victor was forced to defend himself, drawing attention from those around. The ballroom quickly turned to chaos. Guests, no longer in control of their own actions, became obstacles and threats to the Council's mission. Alara, summoning her arcane knowledge, began to weave protective barriers around them, while Father Dominic murmured prayers under his breath, warding off the possessed. Amidst the grandeur of the mansion, a battle of wills and wits took place. The Council was outnumbered, but they had resolve. Valyrian, ever the strategist, was not there solely for the amulet. He reveled in the power play, the very act of turning friend against friend, lover against lover. Lyria, sensing his intent, made her move. Darting through the crowd, she locked eyes with Valyrian, attempting to pierce through his mental defenses. For a brief moment, their energies clashed, a psychic battle taking place amidst the physical chaos. The clock continued to tick, and as dawn approached, the outcome of this macabre masquerade remained uncertain. In the heart of the Vanderveld mansion lay a network of forgotten underground chambers, where cobwebs hung like veils and the air was thick with the weight of ancient secrets. Within its stone walls, a small pedestal stood, gleaming with the soft luminescence of the relic, a blood-red gemstone nestled within an intricate setting of black metal. Valyrian, sensing the proximity of the power he so coveted, ventured deeper into the chamber, each step echoing eerily in the silence. He was mere moments away from cementing his dominion over the world. But the Council of Shadows had other plans. Emerging from the shadows, they surrounded Valyrian, determination burning in their eyes. Lyria stepped forward, her eyes sharp and focused. Concentrating her psychic energy, she sent waves of mental force towards Valyrian, trying to breach his formidable mental barriers. Father Dominic, with a cross clutched firmly in his hand, began chanting in a language long lost to time. The power of his faith manifested as a shimmering barrier of light, aiming to suppress the vampire lord's malevolence. Victor, the vampire hunter, drew a silver-coated blade, its edges glinting menacingly. With practiced grace, he lunged at Valyrian, clashing with the vampire in a dance of death. Miriam, meanwhile, recalled the cryptic words from the ancient tome. She whispered incantations, hoping to disrupt Valyrian's connection to the relic, as she stealthily maneuvered closer to the pedestal. The underground chamber was a symphony of conflict, Victor's blade striking against Valyrian's defenses, Father Dominic's fervent prayers, Lyria's psychic energy crackling in the air, and Miriam's chants intertwining with the rest. Valyrian, although formidable, was outnumbered. He roared in frustration, each member of the council proving a formidable adversary. But his desire for the relic intensified his determination. In a moment of sheer desperation, he unleashed a shockwave of dark energy, sending the council members sprawling. Seizing the moment, Valyrian lunged for the relic. But as his fingers brushed the cool metal, Miriam's voice echoed through the chamber, her chant reaching its climax. A brilliant beam of light shot from her hands, striking the relic, making it pulse with radiant energy. The chamber shook, and Valyrian staggered back, momentarily disoriented. It was a small window, but it might just be enough for the Council of Shadows to turn the tide. As the confrontation in the chamber grew in intensity, time itself seemed to blur. But outside, the world turned, and the dark shroud of night slowly began to give way to the approaching dawn. Valyrian's powers waned as the first faint light of the sun began filtering into the chamber through the cracks in the aged masonry. He glanced nervously at the encroaching light, his once confident demeanor now tinged with dread. Victor, sensing the advantage, took a calculated risk. With a shout, he lured Valyrian towards a wall where a large crack admitted a thin sliver of sunlight. As they clashed, Victor maneuvered Valyrian closer and closer to the light. Lyria, gathering the last of her strength, focused her energies on Valyrian's mind. Distraction, fear, and confusion clouded his thoughts as the sunlight inched ever closer. Father Dominic continued his chants, a prayer to strengthen the bonds of teamwork and trust among the council members. Miriam, meanwhile, used the relic's glow as a beacon, illuminating the path towards salvation. With a final, coordinated push, the council managed to pin Valyrian directly in the path of the growing sunlight. The first rays touched his skin, and Valyrian's once formidable form began to smolder, his anguished cries echoing through the chamber. Within moments, all that remained of the ancient vampire lord was a pile of ash, carried away by the cold underground breeze. Exhausted but victorious, the council gathered around the relic. Its glow dimmed, as if in gratitude for their bravery. Miriam carefully placed it in a protective casing, ensuring its power would be contained. In the quiet aftermath, the council members exchanged glances of relief and respect. They had come together in desperation, each from different paths, but they emerged from the chamber united in purpose. "We've faced one darkness," Miriam mused, her voice echoing the thoughts of the others. "But there will be others." Victor nodded, "and we'll be ready." The world above had come alive with the golden hues of morning. The Council of Shadows, bathed in the embracing warmth of dawn, made a silent pact. They would remain vigilant, standing guard against the lurking threats of the supernatural realm, ensuring that humanity could rest easy for another day. As the echo of our tale fades into the abyss, remember, dear listeners, that not all stories have ended, and not all shadows have vanished. Keep your eyes open and your hearts guarded, for the world is filled with mysteries yet untold. Until next time, on Our Scary Stories, sleep well if you dare. This is Our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.